Rosebush, just north of Mount Pleasant, is a small town surrounded by soybean and cornfields. In a nearby house-turned office is the Michigan office of Apex Clean Energy. That's the developer behind the multi-million dollar wind farm.
Wind energy is a drought-resistant crop for the farmers.
Albert Youngaward is a senior manager for public engagement with Apex. He says Isabella Wind will produce nearly twice the amount of power as the current largest wind farm in Michigan, enough to power 130,000 American homes. He says it'll be an economic boom to the region.
We will have to do road work, there's no question about that. So we'll be improving local roads. We'll be improving the local electrical grid infrastructure. That means less blackouts, that means more access to reliable power. It also means it's a huge tool for economic development recruitment. And so as Isabella County, Gratiot County, Clara County, the surrounding area looks to recruit industry, business, whether that be manufacturing or anyone else, that's a huge draw for those types of businesses to consider relocating somewhere.
For years, Michigan's thumb has been the focus of wind energy in the state. But with the completion of large-scale wind projects in Isabella and Gratiot counties, the winds seem to be shifting to mid-Michigan. And Isabella Wind may embody that change. But not everyone is happy with the project.
I don't think it's really at all about just not liking the way they look.
Luann Mogg is a member of Isabella Wind Watch. The group was organized as a watchdog organization against Isabella Wind. It has grown as a forum for mid-Michigan residents to voice concerns about the growing number of wind projects in their backyards.
The people who sign the wind leases, they want to be able to do what they want to do on their own property. So in this case, they want to be able to sign up and have a wind turbine put on the property. We're not opposed to them doing that. It's their property. But if them getting a turbine on their property means that I'm going to have to deal with the shadow flicker on my house, excess noise, threat of ice throw or a blade running wild. If I'm right across the road and I have to deal with that as a result of them signing a lease, now they're infringing on my property rights.
Shadow flickering is an effect caused when a wind turbine's blades pass in front of the sun. It creates an on and off shadow on the landscape. Online videos show other disastrous effects caused by some turbines. Things like built up ice being flung off spinning blades, or blades breaking off from the turbine itself and crashing into the ground. Youngaward acknowledges shadow flickering and noise effects from turbines, but he says Apex would strictly follow Isabella County ordinances pertaining to both. He says setbacks will limit the turbine's effects on the nearby environment.
There's a setback from all the roads, and so, all right, so we're going to knock in a setback from the roads. Then if there's any houses in that section, well, we have a setback from the houses. Isabella County, it's 1,250 feet or something like that. There is a setback from non-participating property lines. So if your neighbor doesn't sign a lease, but you do, well, we have a setback from your neighbor's property line. So that means that there's a good chunk of ground out of your property that we can't build on.
In all, Youngaward says a developer is required to follow nearly 24 county, state, and federal setbacks. Distancing turbines from wetlands, bald eagles' nests, pipelines, and communication towers. Caroline Berger is also with Isabella Wind Watch. She says the group isn't against progress, but she says this project is moving along dangerously fast and without proper input from the public.
Progress requires careful consideration of all the aspects, and that takes time. And the meetings that I've attended at the county level and at the township level, I have not witnessed careful consideration or deliberation of these issues that are brought up from the public. People listen, but they don't really speak to the issues.
On his end, Youngaward says the developer has been transparent with concerned residents for the nearly two-year wind farm development. He says most of the community is behind the project.
People in this community have been really supportive of this project moving forward. Most people have questions, but the good thing is that there's answers to all those questions. And so even in a public setting, if I'm talking to somebody who doesn't necessarily like the idea of having renewable energy in the community, again, I think most people are kind of excited about the idea. But even if I'm talking to somebody who disagrees, you know, my story doesn't change. You know, I sleep really well at night because I never have to make up a story, never have to tell a lie. The facts are on our side, and there's answers to everybody's question.
Opponent Luann Mogg says the Apex project opens the floodgates for other wind projects in the future, regardless of local residents' concerns.
This would be the largest wind farm in the state. I believe these would be the tallest turbines in the state, but this won't be the end of it. After this project is built, it's just a matter of time before somebody comes through with another phase, more turbines. When do we stop? You know, when is it enough? When do people get to have a voice? They just need to take more time and really, really research this. And no, we're not trying to be the villains. We just want it done right.
Apex says it plans to break ground on the Isabella Wind Project this summer. I'm Steve Keen, WCMU.